Cares Christmas.
Hot 102.7 Breakfast, a really lovely part of the morning where, of course, the festive is ahead of us and we are very, very excited to make hopefully a meaningful difference in somebody's life. And Reverend Shona, we're here with a really lively group of ladies. Every so often, a letter arrives. It feels just a little bit different.
The letter came from a granny called Erica. She wrote about her granddaughter Mia, who's 12 years old and who's been through more than most of us, Bunny, will face in a lifetime. Surgeries, hospital stays, operations on her eye. And still, as we saw today, she never stops smiling.
And Erica told us that this little girl has the biggest heart. And she's also very tall. You didn't say that.
No, I didn't.
In my height. And a family that's carried the weight of it all, the worry, the cost, the tears, all of it, but also the laughter and the light that Mia brings into every room she walks into, which we've had the privilege of experiencing.
And so this morning we thought we'd do something a little different, something special for Mia and her granny and her mom, who never gave up on her. Erica Bramalda, Mia, welcome to Hot 102.7.
Thank you.
The people who don't know your story, perhaps Erica, you can help us with this, and Mom Bramalda, you can hop in at any time. Tell us a little bit about Mia's journey.
At first, we did see Mia's lashes. You know, it wasn't in the outside of her eyes. Most of the time, her eyes were red. Then Bramalda did make an appointment with a doctor, a specialist, and then we took Mia there, and he said Mia needs to get an operation so that they can take the lashes out of the eyes. So they need to operate on both of the eyes and basically cut on the edges of the eyes to get out those lashes. And then they did the operation, and then afterwards we saw Mia's eye, the one eye, the pupil of the eye dropped drastically. So you can't even see the pupil of the eye. It disappeared, so you can only see the white of the eye. So Mia went for a few operations after that, and then the professor told us, you know, he can't do anything more for Mia. Bramalda can tell you more about what was the reason.
So basically, they've done all the operations, and then she had about 7 operations before the age of 3, 4. Ever since she was 3 months old, she had her first operation. She actually had like an Afrikaans, they call it a naalbreuk. They had to fix that. Then they had to fix her tongue as well, because the tongue was also tied up. They had to cut that open. Then she had eye operations. Eventually when the doctor came, he said to me, listen, we can't do anything for her. So we've got the following option. We can either cut the muscle at the bottom and then we tie up the muscle at the top to bring the eye that it sits in the middle. I think for the first time we actually thought, yo, there's nothing to do. This is the only way to get her eye in the middle for her to have a normal life, even though she won't be able to move the eye up, like up and down. She'll be able to move the eye left and right, but not up and down. So we decided on doing that, and then they did that, and then the eye, they had to try and pull it up, but they couldn't bring it up to the center. So eventually, after another surgery, after they had to cut away the tissue. The tissue is actually hardened up at the bottom because of all the operations. They even cut that loose, but they couldn't get it loose enough for them to pick up the eye to get it to the center. The last doctor we saw was actually Dr. Claire. Then she said that, you know, there isn't really anything else to do. There's only 2 options. She either has to go through a very painful procedure and have probably been in pain for 6 weeks. She'll miss 6 weeks of school. And it doesn't have a guarantee that the eye will be in the center. You know, there's no guarantee. And then the other option is to put the scalp over the eye, which would then, she won't be able to use it at all. It would be like having a blind eye, but they can make it that it looks exactly like the other eye. That will probably make Mia very happy to have that, because I think she'll be able to walk in a mall without people looking at her, be in school without being, you know, stared. Because that's happened since she was a kid, since she was very small.
And I can see when we ask the question of Erica to take us through this journey, you're talking about traveling to Randburg to see this doctor, you know, many, many kilometers to be here. You're emotional immediately.
We've been to many doctors. Actually, the first doctor was like in Alberton. We had to go to Alberton, from Alberton to Pretoria, from Pretoria to another doctor. In the same building, we had to go to 2 other doctors. Then we had to get like another opinion. Then the doctor retired eventually. Then we had to have another doctor. And then the last one was in Randburg. So, yes.
Sure.
And Erica, as a granny who has the privilege of having your daughter and your granddaughter live with you. I mean, you've watched them go through all this hardship. How have you kept going?
Yo, sometimes if Mia did come from school and she said, children tease her again today, I did get so frustrated. I said, come and show granny who's those children. Let me go and talk to them. So that was very bad for me to see her suffer like that. But she was very strong. She always laughed. I'm always saying Mia's my Jesus child. She always said, don't worry, granny. Jesus is with me. Don't worry. The other day they had a thing at the school where they did come and speak to the children about children that get teased at school and bullied at school. And Mia had the courage to stand up in that hall and she told all of them her story. And Mia can tell you more about it. But the children did stand up in that hall and they did cry, some of these children. One of the girls had come to Mia and she said, Mia, I just want to say sorry for what I did to you. I'm very, very sorry I was one of those children that did tease you and I'm very sorry. So she's got the courage to stand up and talk about these things.
I love that. And tell me, how did you get so brave to speak in a way that's moving your grandmother, it's moving Shona, it's moving Krista behind the camera, we're all in tears here about what a brave girl it is, because so many kids don't know how to stand up like you did.
I just knew Jesus loves me and I wouldn't say he made me like this, but he loves me how I am. I just believe that Jesus loves me, so yes.
Ever since Mia was very small, we used to go to church often on Wednesdays, Tuesdays, Sundays. I tried to teach Mia from the very young age about identity in Christ. So I tried to make sure that she knows, you know, what her identity is and that her eye does not define who she is.
Mm.
We really focused on that so that when she gets to something like that where someone teases her, that it doesn't upset her.
It speaks to her character. I think quite a privilege for us to have this three generations of strong women in the studio. And through it all, you've done so well still in school. You're still playing sport. You love your hockey. Do you think that also sport helps you make you feel a little bit strong? You're brave and strong and powerful on the field.
Yes, I do think so. Because I do have a few friends that always stand with me on the team. Yes. Yeah.
Well, Mia, I just think you're the most extraordinary young person, really, absolutely extraordinary. And I think it is testimony to your mom and your granny and what they've taught you and your faith, which holds you strong. But high school's around the corner. What are you most looking forward to when you go to high school?
Probably meeting new teachers and getting a soft spot for one of the teachers and getting new friends.
So it's a long medical journey that you've walked thus far, and we brought you into studio to learn about your journey, but you'll see that the studio is very beautifully decorated because we love Christmas here. You, Mia, have inspired your granny, you've inspired your mom, you've inspired us here at Heart 1027.
And so, Mia, we're here to help you. We're going to cover the full cost of your new eye shell and the dental treatment that you need, up to the value of $80,000.
Thank you so much. You won't believe what it means to us. Thank you.
And you will be in our prayers as you go through that up.
I think it's
okay.
I think it's a dream to go to high school and just be normal like other girls. And it was part of my vision board, on my vision board, to get that for her before she goes to high school.
Thank you. I don't know really what to say, but thank you.
That's all you need to say.
As they say in those TV ads, but wait,
there's more. There's more, yes.
We know how much you love your hockey. We've also added a little voucher for you to get some gear for your hockey. And we've also included something for your brother because we don't want him to feel like he's left out. So a little something for him too.
Oh, thank you guys very much.
And for your granny and your mom.
Something for Christmas to feel very Christmassy.
Thank you so much.
It's an absolute privilege to meet you, to be with you, to see such strong people in their faith and your love for each other and the strength you give each other. I'm even wanting to beat up the children. And I, as a mother, can identify with that. Your generosity to each other has inspired us, and the generosity of our listeners at Hot 1027 has made this possible. And so we say thank you to our listeners as well, but thank you to you for coming in. Mia, thank you for sharing your story. It takes a lot of courage to do that. Thank you.
I'm very happy to be here. Glad you gave me a chance to tell my story. And yes, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate it and want to say thank you to God to make this possible for us and the listeners. Thank you.
Hot Cares Christmas. Spreading joy through Joburg on Hot 102.7.